Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi is a Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tenney, who has been invited but has not accepted these microphones, to be on these microphones many times. So, Anthony Brindisi of New York's 22nd Congressional District, you're the Democrat. How's it going?
Well, hello, Alan. It's going very well right now. We're out in the district every day, getting around to the eight counties throughout the 22nd District, meeting voters, holding town hall meetings, listening to the concerns that people have. And so far, the response has been very positive, and we're seeing support coming from Democrats, Republicans, and independents in this race.
So I saw a poll a little while ago that showed you up by 2 points. I take it that's well within the margin of error, and something that is the good news and bad news. The good news is you're ahead. The bad news is not by much.
Well, it's good news to be ahead, but the poll that matters most is what happens on Election Day. And we're going to continue to run a very positive campaign focused on the issues here in the district, such as health care and taxes and jobs, Social Security, Medicare. And hopefully, as we have been seeing, voters will continue to respond to our message. But I think it is a good thing that someone who's a challenger like myself, going up against a very well-funded incumbent, is ahead in the polls, even though we're within the margin of error at this point in the campaign. So we'll continue to push forward, and the big thing is getting the voters out on Election Day.
So we're hearing a lot about a potential blue wave. Any signs of that?
It's hard to say. I was in Binghamton last night with a group of folks, mostly Republicans, who are supporting the campaign. And every part of this district that I travel to, we're seeing people who are just concerned in general with the direction that Washington is going. They're very frustrated with our current representative, who is very much out of the mainstream for a representative that has traditionally represented this district. You know, we've had more moderate members on both sides of the aisle, whether it's Richard Hanna, who retired in 2016, who was a Republican, or Mike Arcuri before him, who was a Democrat, or for the longest time, Sherry Bollert, who was a real Rockefeller Republican. And now our current representative is just way far to the extreme on so many issues and really puts the needs of the special interest groups that are funding her campaign ahead of the constituents here back home. So people are responding to our message, and we'll see what happens nationwide, but my focus right now is on the 22nd district.
So, Anthony Brindisi, tell me about where you think your opponent, Claudia Tenney, has really gone wrong. You describe her as way over to the right. Give us some examples.
Absolutely. Where can I start?
Yeah.
Let's start with her vote on health care to repeal the Affordable Care Act. That's a bill that would have caused a lot of problems in a district like this, where we have an older population and you have many areas that are served by smaller hospitals in rural communities. Those hospitals would have been devastated if this bill had passed and signed into law. Many people suffer from pre-existing conditions in this district, and she voted for a bill that would make it easier for insurance companies to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions, make it harder for folks who are suffering from heroin or opioid addiction access treatment programs. She's out of the mainstream on her vote for tax, what she would call tax relief for the middle class, but in fact it was a big giveaway for the wealthiest corporations and individuals in this country. People in this district, where the median household income is about $48,000, have not seen the benefits of this tax cut, and they have been living paycheck to paycheck and continue to do so, not seeing a big increase from this tax bill. But what they are seeing is increases in everything else: their gas prices, their cable bills, their prescription drug costs. And because of this tax bill, they'll be seeing higher premiums in their health insurance because of the vote for the tax bill. That's another area. I think really what it comes down to, though, is the money in politics and the level of special interest money that is pouring into her campaign. She has taken hundreds of thousands from the financial sector, from the telecommunications industry, pharmaceuticals, you name it. And when you see how she votes in Washington, you know there's a reason why all these big special interests and Wall Street banks and hedge fund managers are supporting her campaign, because they know that the system will continue to be rigged in her favor, in their favor, with her in office.
So how does she seem vis-a-vis Trump, to put it that way? Is she a big Trump supporter?
She is a big supporter, and look, I think folks in this district are looking for someone who is not going to be a rubber stamp for either party. They're going to look, they look for someone who works well with both sides of the aisle. They want someone who will work with the president when he is putting forward policies that are going to be helpful to this part of upstate New York and the country as a whole. And they want someone who is going to stand up to the president, whoever it may be, when the president is doing something that is going to harm this community. That's something that I've been able to exhibit in my time during the state assembly, someone who's been very independent and has never been afraid to take on my own party when I think they are doing things that are wrong or could be harmful to the constituents that I represent. But I also have a real track record of reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats and Republicans to get things done. And that's what people want in this area.
Speaking of which, a very sad thing is happening. Sheldon Silver is on his way to jail, to prison,
yes,
for quite a while.
Yes.
You know, nobody can take great satisfaction out of that, except that, you know, if he did bad things, he did bad things, and there's no getting around it, and a jury found out that he did. So what do you think?
Well, he certainly has to pay the price for the crimes that he committed, and I'm happy that justice was served in this particular manner. I think it should be a message to all officials in office at every level of government that if you're going to abuse your power, you have to pay the consequences, and that's what's happening here. I'm very proud that I was part of a small group of members when these allegations first surfaced that really led the charge to remove the former speaker from his role as speaker, because initially there was talk about keeping him on. But given the level of the charges levied against him, myself and many other newer members of the legislature really felt that he could no longer continue in that role. And now we see that he has been convicted and will be serving some time.
Talk to me a little bit about the opioid epidemic. I know we have one. We only have about a minute and a half, but what do you got in mind for ways to try to mitigate this?
Well, first, would never be voting for legislation like my opponent did that would make it harder for folks who need treatment to access treatment. This is an area that is underserved. Many communities are very far away from the nearest treatment center in the 22nd District, so we need to expand access to treatment and prevention programs. This is not a problem we're going to arrest our way out of, but we also have to get tough, in my opinion, with some of the pharmaceutical companies and distributors who, in my opinion, turned a blind eye to this epidemic and reaped hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in profits off of people getting sick. And now we're seeing more and more information come out about how these big companies that manufactured these pain pills knew they were addictive, told their sales force to go out and continued to push these to doctors, and did not alert the public of the addictive qualities of these drugs. And now that they're harder to access, we have a heroin problem on the rise. So we got to get tough with the drug companies too. The federal government should play a role in that, and I would certainly push for that if I'm elected.
Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi, Democrat running against Republican Claudia Tenney of New York's 22nd Congressional District. Assemblyman, we very much thank you, Anthony, for showing up and being part of this program. Again, I want to emphasize that your opponent, Congresswoman Tenney, has been offered the opportunity and has not chosen to accept it, but thank you for doing it. We very much appreciate it.
Well, it'll continue through the election and after I'm elected too, Alan, anytime.